He's back again for another one. Another banger.
You guys
another banger. I didn't do it right. I had to fix it. I'm sorry. Guys, this is Through Thick and Thin. Georgette is laughing, so I'm going to give her a break. This is Through Thick and Thin. And I'm Nappy. This is George. And there's Georgette over there.
Woo-hoo.
Not me doing the intro alone.
Today, we're talking about some fun. As usual, though. We're talking about unpopular opinions. We're going to give you some of our unpopular opinions.
Mm-hmm. Like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I don't like them.
You don't like them, like, at all?
I don't like them at all.
The shape?
The shape.
The fact that they look like socks.
The fact that they look like socks.
Or the fact that they're Balenciagas.
Balenciaga's cool. Am I canceled now?
Yes, you are canceled. You better not put out no music because we're not listening to that.
Dang.
But okay, let's get it rocking. Let's start with George.
Our guest.
I feel like he's our guest.
What are some popular opinions you think you can share with the world?
So I personally don't like the talking stage of relationships that are happening now.
Me neither, though.
Neither do I. Talking stages are ghetto. Give me a ring or nothing else.
I agree. Like, they should be, like, full on. Let's figure out what we are real quick. If we're going to be something great, let's be something great for a while. If we're not, that's fine. It's okay. No hard feelings. Let's try something else.
Yeah.
But this is where we're all intermingling. Everybody's talking to everybody. Somebody's like, oh, no. We're talking, but they don't talk every day. They just text every once in a while, or they be fucking. It just is crazy when the talking stage can mean so many different things.
Yeah.
And it's not helping many people. Like, what's the benefit?
The intentionality is really gone.
And you're more susceptible to get stuck in a situationship because we don't know what we're talking about. We don't know what the definition of this talking is.
Mm-hmm.
We're just here.
It feels very white, but somebody said I use white, but I just mean it don't make sense. So.
Hey.
It don't make sense to me. That we would be in a talking
We should just
stage.
Go back to using the word dating. We are dating.
Right.
We're we are going on dates, getting to know each other.
Right. I'm
and
courting
then,
you, something
yeah,
like that.
It's the courting for me.
Yeah. Because there's
the
an intentionality that you're talking about. The chivalry's there.
Yeah.
It'd be so murky. Like, I'd be confused. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
What are we?
I hope I'm confusing you. What are we? I hope I'm confusing you just as much as you're confusing me, though.
I know. I want to give, like, you
Ooh,
don't know.
Yeah. I'm the exact opposite. I want no confusion. If I'm even a little confused, I lose interest so quickly. Like, I will much rather be alone than be confused with somebody
else. I mean, I don't
want
to be confused either.
Yeah.
But if you give it energy, I'm matching.
See, that's I'm dropping the ball. You can have your energy.
Sometimes when they're fine, it confuses you anyway.
Me?
You think we're talking about you, then we're talking about you. Okay, so you don't like the talking stage, but neither do I. But I think that can go into, like, a little bit of my dislike, my unpopular opinion.
What's your unpopular opinion?
I don't understand how y'all be fucking willy-nilly.
That's crazy. It's really crazy to me because I feel like, yes, it's important to be free, do what you like, live your life, get to know people on a deeper level, but I think definitely being on college campus, and looking around and being like, you're going to sleep with everyone? Like, there's, you're not going to leave one stone unturned. You'll sleep with everybody. It's just, and you know, why? What are you gaining? Like, I can understand if that's a decision that you've made, like, okay, I understood each one of these people on a deeper level, but I feel like sometimes there's not even, like, any thought into it. Like, I can't even, and it's not, I guess it's not even for me to discern, but, like, what did you get from them? Why him? Why her?
Yeah.
Why them? Why she? Why them? It's just another person on your list? Like, I was hearing body count in the hundreds plus, and I'm not shaming you for your body count, but that's a little, I'm like, what kind of decision are we making?
It's scary.
Yeah.
And even if, like,
for your health, too.
Anytime I hear a number like that, I'd be wondering, like, are they capping? And then even if they are, I'm like, well, that's what's in vogue if they want to cap about that. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was raised the way Georgette was raised, I think. And in that way, you're not sleeping with anybody willy-nilly. Like, it's not even a real option. Like, you could, but it's real. God gonna look at you crazy. You're gonna get yourself crazy. Your parents gonna look at you crazy. Like, it almost makes you wonder, like, okay, what was your home training when you're sleeping around willy-nilly? Like, I don't know.
No,
That's what
I think when
I hear it.
I think it also, like, makes the value of sex kind of different in your life, I think, in the future. Like, especially if you maybe was fucking willy-nilly and you started out early, I just feel like when it comes time to maybe settle down, I feel like you're just gonna look at sex differently than somebody who maybe wasn't living that lifestyle. Like, it's gonna either be so frivolous to you, you don't even want it. I mean, I don't know if that's real for humans. Or it's just gonna be like, well, I can be married and still be doing it because it's just sex. Nigga, I wish you would.
That's the thing, like, for people who aren't fucking willy-nilly, it's real wild, but I wonder if, like, because I don't know who in here is fucking willy-nilly, but I think, like, they
might have not in here.
I don't know. I don't like to assume things, but I don't know, like, what their perspective might be, because, like, your experience is what you're going through, and that's how you make things make sense. Like, I was also part of a community that's, like, you know, on UD's campus, there's not a lot of black people, so if you're fucking a couple black people, you're fucking everybody, and it's like, wow.
As soon as you find somebody you like, somebody you want to talk to, somebody you want to hear a little bit more about, mm-hmm. somebody you want to be intentional with.
I was inside of her.
I fucked the whole group. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And not even like from the home training thing, because it's a part of it, yes, but for me it's more of the, like, your health. What's going on? Like, 100 plus, like, I'm talking from experience. Somebody said 100 plus they were in the clinic every week. What do you get from that?
I think it would have dropped.
They know the clinic people by name because they were there every week. They had to check that off because they were just frequent. They were freaking flying.
Dang. Speaking of flying, that was a good one. Speaking of flying, I'm not a big fan of the flex culture in general, I guess, but the flex culture of the airport. Like, I just feel like you gotta really throw on your best fit to go to the airport. Like, my flight was at 6 a.m. this morning. I'm waking up.
I dress the way I fly, and it's lazy. Like, I fly with whatever's cheapest. I wear whatever's cheapest. But the crazy part is that, like, even if I saw somebody flexing, I would still be like, we're both on the same plane to the middle of nowhere, Indiana. What are you going to go do there in these clothes? Because I'm going for this convention in which I have my suit in my bag.
But most of the time they come find out.
They come find out what?
What you going to do?
Oh, my God.
I'm confused.
He's like, he's wondering what they're going to do in these clothes. Most of the time they come find out, how beautiful, how are you, what are you doing in Louisiana?
Hey, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe that's what the flex nature is for.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what it's for. It's just so intriguing that, like, everywhere... I think George is the only one that didn't know about this until we just talked about it. Everywhere, it's like a thing. Like, my airport fit. Like, this is my airport fit. This is my... And, you know, I just came from the airport today in Atlanta, of all places. And the lamb seeing shinies and hats and Gucci's and Louis and Prada's and this is and that's and Balenciaga's. I actually saw a guy carrying his girlfriend's Balenciaga purse. I was a little confused, but, you know, it's fine. I was just like, wow, like, it's really giving fashion show at the airport. And we're all tired. Here trying to get from point A to point B. Like, it's just all an extenuation of...
It's also face masks, too.
Oh, yeah, they had face masks in there. Atlanta Airport was not playing games. I'll give them that. But I saw sparkly Gucci'd out ones. So, yeah, it was just like, wow. I saw heels. I saw heels. Can you imagine you're running to your gate in heels?
Well, you have to take your shoes off to go through.
Yeah.
So why would you wear heels?
I mean, she has something to prove. I'm sure someone spoke to her. I'm about to start throwing my fits on. Shit, I wasn't thinking about it.
Think about it. You're in a place with people from
so
around the world.
People. I mean, it does make
when
sense.
When am I ever going to see somebody from Bangladesh again? I need my sultan. So if I pull up in the fit, I'm
you
sorry.
Need to
if
what?
I need my sultan. If I pulled
it's
up in
Middle
the
Eastern
fit.
King.
If I pulled up in a fit, I pulled up in a fit. Where am I going to... I'm not going to find him again.
I mean, yeah. It makes sense. But yeah. I don't like it.
But also, I'm just... preferencing that I'm throwing all these fits to get on a Frontier or Spirit flight. So,
I mean,
like,
hey,
what
do
we really say?
It's really, really fine.
Unpopular opinion, George.
My next one is that money doesn't buy happiness. I think it definitely can. And
who said that? Where'd y'all get that one?
I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
we all can agree that that's a stupid one.
Why it's been made the culture that... It's not like broke people said it, actually. Like, cause
they want you to be poor.
Yeah, why would you say that money can't buy happiness when like, there's a level of comfortability you can afford with money. There's a level of...
Freedom
you can have with money. There's a level
not
of...
Not being hungry.
Right, like, there's so many...
Just basic needs
access,
that are met.
Access, right.
Yeah.
In a capitalistic culture, money does buy you happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we live with it. So I don't understand why people are like... Yeah, chase your dreams, not a check. Both or the check. Like,
oh my gosh, I have something to say.
Please.
That happiness podcast, love you, friend. But he always be like, find your passion and, you know, the car and the this will come later. I said, no, it should come at the same time.
Uh-huh.
He stays saying, don't do it for this. And I'm like, you know, I get it and all, but you're right. Y'all base this whole land on money. We literally were dropped off here with trees and y'all decided to make money.
Yeah.
I love seeing those tweets. Like, we really were just here on a planet and y'all really made money.
Money?
Like, why? Like,
yeah.
Please make it make sense. But really, y'all made that.
Yeah.
And now y'all are upset that I have a shopping addiction. Y'all did this to me. And you know what's going to help feed the happiness of that shopping addiction?
Money.
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 Yeah.
So if you got money, holla at me.
Hey.
I remember one day, it was like 3 weeks ago, I was on my way to a photo shoot and I realized that I forgot my stockings and my shapewear. And in my brain, like, I thought it was the end of the world. I was about to call the photographer and cancel. I was like, wait, I could just buy more stockings and I can buy more shapewear. It changed the whole trajectory
yeah.
of my day.
Yeah.
I'm like, the similar thing happened to me like 2 years ago. I left my shapewear at home. Always leaving that shit. But I left my shapewear at home.
I think it's an excuse so you can get more.
And I genuinely canceled my shoot that day.
Yeah.
And I was like, why didn't I just buy more that day? I
didn't
have
money.
Money.
Yeah.
So money changed that whole experience for me. I got to enjoy that photo shoot and got to actually go to something and enjoy that experience because I had the money to do so.
Yeah.
So whoever sat there and was like, money is not happiness, y'all want us to be broke, and we're not doing that.
If you have a car, money is happiness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When the day that this thing decides to, and you're like, whoa, I need to go somewhere. I need to, like, you know, go to work. I need to take care of my child. I need
yeah.
to feed my family. The money that you have in the bank sitting
it's
for that rainy day,
just right
very
there.
Happiness,
very,
very much giving happiness.
Especially money in different places, because you know sometimes the checking account be empty. But, like, money in different places where you can just touch it and get it from other other crevices, I love that. I really
not crevices.
Love I love that. I really
yeah.
do.
No, when I was younger, I really did think, like, you needed to find your passion and find a job that would support that. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. Like, if you can,
you're blessed
and,
to find both.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you can find both, more power to you. If you can't, go for the money. Like, you don't even have to care about the job for real. Like, you really don't. And they will still pay you.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the best employee. You just have to stay employed.
You have to
yeah.
be an employee.
Like, for real.
Let me be the first to tell you. You
and
just have to
out
be
here trying
employee.
To get employee of the month. For what? It don't come with no bonus.
LOL.
We all graduated. We all going to get
yeah.
at the same time. Like,
no, those jobs that are really, like, commission and bonus-based,
yeah.
holla at me. But,
if you're
yeah.
good at it and you're getting the commission and the bonus.
I know, right? But just the potential is nice enough. It makes you want to work harder. Well, I don't want to do that either. Yes. Capitalistic country.
Okay, another unpopular opinion.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. When people talk about other people being sensitive, this generation is so sensitive.
Ugh.
You can't say anything nowadays. No, we're not sensitive. Y'all are just rude, mean, low down, dirty, hateful people
you
that just want to.
N-word and now I'm sensitive.
I know. Or I'm gay and you called me a slur and now I'm sensitive. No, like, I'm not sensitive.
You're mean.
You're mean. You literally just are insulting me, my people, the things I believe in, the things that I value. And I'm just supposed to take that on the chin? Just like you wanted to say whatever you want to say, I'm going to get back at you. And I'm going to say that was rude, that was hurtful, you're disgusting. And I think
bitch.
You are a hoe.
How do you guys feel about, like, what comes with this, the quote-unquote sensitivity culture, though? Like, the...
Politically
correct. Yeah, the trigger warnings, the political correctness. What
I
do
think
you
it's
think
fair.
About
I love trigger warnings because what if I'm somebody who has been triggered?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be putting all this, trigger warning, rape and stuff on there. And like, yeah, if
yeah.
I've been raped and that's emotionally scarring me, I don't want to just be seeing anything willy-nilly. I think the ability to be forewarned is great. I think that comes with a more sensitive or socially aware. Honestly, forget the word sensitive. It's not sensitive because sensitive has a negative connotation.
Yeah, I think
it's being socially aware. It's being aware of people
mm-hmm.
and the things that they go through and the emotional trauma that comes with that. And if you're, you know, kind of a decent person, you wouldn't want to put just another basic human being through that. I think sensitivity, I think all these words that we use now, like, have just negative meanings in general that we think of, oh, you're being sensitive. No, I'm being aware of what hurts my feelings and I'm not allowing you to act it out on me. And
right.
that is what I am. That's like the basic thing as a human I should be allowed to do. Like, guard what comes in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if anything else, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive for that. Y'all got me chopped.
I think heavy on what Georgette said it, and I gave her a real affirming look. Like, I was like, I felt that.
Say it again.
Like, I don't like the word.
Yeah.
Like, that word attached to it, like...
It's gaslighting.
Yeah. The semantics of it makes it really ugly.
Yeah.
And that's when people are like, yeah, fuck the sensitive ones.
Nah, yeah,
why would you
no.
say that? Like, hey, that's so strange. Yeah. Like, you're literally going against it. You're like, why?
But that's how it is now with, like, a lot of words. Like, people don't want to really think about the meaning. It's just, like the literal meaning of it is just, like, the connotation that it has. Like, I feel like that with so many things. And it's so ghetto. It's so nasty. And I wish we could get away from that.
Yeah. I think if I'm a challenge by choice person. So, like, give me a trigger warning, and I could be like, I don't care. Trigger me. Like, I'll take it. But, like, it's fine to have the warning. I think it does make the world an easier place to live.
To live
for
in.
People. Yeah.
Like,
some people really
need it. Why does it bother you? I personally, God thank you, have not been triggered or experienced things that I can think of right now that make me triggered in the way I have to maneuver in the world or scroll through my timeline and things like that. And some people sadly have been. If you haven't, why does it bother you? Put the trigger warning and move on. Or don't and move on. Like, I don't know.
People just want to be the toughest to have got through life.
Yeah.
Like, they want to have done it.
There's
no extra battle for it, though.
You die anyway. Like, we're all going to check. So it's not, there's no, they were sensitive for that.
People just want to be allowed to continue living in their ignorance and their complacency, not elevating, not changing. They just want to be able to continue to say whatever they were saying 50 years ago. And even though people were high-key offended by it then, we just weren't able to see it. And the same way we're able to see it now, all of a sudden is this generation so sensitive.
Yeah.
You can't say anything nowadays. Yeah, you shouldn't say that shit.
Right.
And not what? Not what? Yeah. Like, literally.
Even in, like, I think of when we first talked about it, I think of it in the academic setting. And it's so strange. Like, the way people will be like, yeah, it's in the books, so I'm going to say the N-word now. I'm like, wait, what? Are you okay? Have you lost the everlasting mind?
Or it's in the song, I can say it.
Yeah, like, what is that about? And I feel like it's definitely a racial component to it, because back in the day when they were saying that willy-nilly, we couldn't have an opinion about it. But now that we are very free, for those of you who don't know, we're very free, we can have opinions on it.
Yeah.
Like,
Billy Bob from the frat party. I mean, this world might be popular, unpopular, whatever y'all want to call it. Okay. I don't... Hoteps don't kill me, please. It's gonna be okay. Or it's conspiracy theories. I don't think that there's a gay agenda. I don't think that people are forcing anybody to be gay. I don't think people are creating it. People are saying... I don't think there's a book club for being gay. Like, people are saying...
Or turning people gay.
I don't think anybody's turning anybody anything. I think people were genuinely gay and lesbian before. It's just coming out more. Like, I think there's just this group of people, especially, I'm going to get off Twitter one of these days, but there's just this group of people who are trying to act like somebody's around with the magical wand touching everybody. You're gay now. And you're gay now.
And you're going to go out and talk about it so everybody else can turn gay. Because that's our agenda.
Like, no, they're just being themselves, and they would like to do what they need to do today, and you're over here talking about
why are you shouting?
Like, imagine eating cereal, and I'm saying you're turning everybody into cereal. Like, what's going on?
I just think it's real crazy how
you're
really doing all this right now in front of my eyeballs.
Right?
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
you're a construction worker, now you're turning everybody into construction workers. What's going on?
I just think that for someone to actively choose to be in the minority or in the less, like, appreciative or what's the
it's
word
not
like
easy. It's a less accepted
accepted thing. Why would anyone choose that?
And then be turning other people into
and then choose for other people to do it too. We're gonna go through this ridicule together. Like,
no.
I don't know. I think in a like aspect that I see it.
Yeah.
Human nature wise, we don't like change, right?
Yeah.
And so the social awareness and overall access to information has changed a lot in the time that the people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, even 40s, and they're the people that they've taught in the younger generation that we're in, are seeing a lot of differences now than when it was before. And that access to information is, knowledge is power always. So that access to information is what I think the key difference is these days. Like, you're now seeing more of these things. That doesn't mean it wasn't going around. You're just seeing it now.
Yeah.
Like, they were circulating newsletters about this way back when. It's not now that, oh, now that it's on the internet, everyone's going to see it, everyone's going to be gay. No.
Yeah.
People are just more comfortable in their skin now that people are more socially aware in the way that we live these days. And I think it is just what it is. Like, either you can get on board with the times or you can't.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody pushing no gay agenda. Is there a black agenda I can push somewhere? Like, like where are these agendas? Like, what is going on? Yeah.
But you don't even have to push it. They want to be black anyway.
That's true. I don't want them to be. I just want us
to be. I don't want them to be black.
Yeah, I just don't understand that at all. And like with you saying that people don't want change, people do want change that benefits them and them
yes,
only.
That's it.
Everybody wants, everybody has something that they complain about and want it to change. But as soon as it's not them centered, it's all, oh, this is an agenda. Like, girl, just wait till your agenda pop up. You gonna be happy.
Real
hype.
Start your agenda, fund my life, please.
Can all
you
of y'all.
Oh,
well, saying this like three times today.
They're gonna get us for copyright.
You. Not us. You.
Okay, so I feel like that's a good amount of unpopular opinions.
I wish there was a way that you guys could share your unpopular opinions with us.
We should figure out something.
Well, maybe we can do a part two to this.
Let's do a part two.
And comment on yours.
Yeah.
That'd
so you
be
guys
fun.
Can send you guys can post on your stories and
see
what you get in your inbox.
Yeah.
And look at people's responses and judge them.
Yeah, heavy on the judge.
But yes, please send us your own popular opinions in the future, later. And I'm Georgette.
I'm Naffy.
I'm George.
And this was through thick
and
thin. Oh, sorry. Let's do it again.
Say it together. You ready?
Oh.
Through thick and thin. Okay.
Oh, I think we're going to do thick and thin.
Yeah, let's do that.
Thick
and
thin.
Yeah.
I love that.
With our special guest George.
Bye.